Okay, let's jump into a topic that, well, might initially sound a bit surprising. We're taking a deep dive today into artificial intelligence and its potential role in car dismantling. Yes, the intersection of advanced tech and, well, smashing cars apart.
It's a fascinating area, isn't it? Looking at how sophisticated AI concepts, you know, can be applied to a traditional, very physical industry.
Yeah.
And really challenges some assumptions about where AI is relevant.
Absolutely. And our guide for this exploration is a specific presentation. It's from May 23rd, 2025, titled, Si Suchna Intelligencia Mu Spirit Demanta Out.
Which translates roughly to, can artificial intelligence support car dismantling?
Exactly. So our mission is to unpack these pages, pull out the key insights, and see where AI might fit into this whole process.
That's good.
So let's start at the beginning, like this document does. What does this presentation define as the core building blocks of AI it's considering here?
Well, the presentation highlights several key aspects. It talks about machine learning, you know, systems that gain knowledge through analyzing data. It also covers the ability to process images and sound, natural language processing, capabilities for decision making and problem solving.
Okay.
And also the analysis of data for trend prediction.
Okay, so it's hitting the standard facets of what we generally think of as modern AI. But then the presentation asks a really crucial question. Why now?
Mm.
Why is AI becoming a real consideration for industries like auto dismantling right at this particular moment, according to this source anyway?
Yeah, this is where the presentation points to, like, a convergence of factors. They list the significant increase in computing power, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And alongside that, easier access to and management of large data sets. The development of cloud technologies is also cited as, you know, a key enabler.
Makes sense.
They also mentioned easier learning, which, well, it likely refers to the simplified tools and frameworks we have now for developing and training AI models.
Right. Easier to get started.
Exactly. And then you add to that generally lower implementation costs and just increased overall availability of AI tools and services.
So it's this sort of perfect storm, technology getting more powerful, easier to use, and crucially more affordable.
That's it.
It sounds like the barrier to entry is much lower than it used to be, making it feasible for businesses that maybe wouldn't have even considered it before.
Precisely. This combination is what makes applying AI actually viable for a much broader range of industries today.
Now, as we dig deeper into these pages, it becomes really clear that the presentation puts a heavy, heavy emphasis on image processing.
Yes, definitely.
This seems to be one of the most concrete ways AI can support this industry. What specific types of image analysis does the source highlight as being particularly relevant?
Oh, this section gets quite specific. The presentation mentions several applications. Things like categorizing images, identifying specific zones within a vehicle picture.
Zones like front, backside.
Presumably, yeah.
Yeah.
Also recognizing key identifiers like VIN numbers and license plate numbers.
Wow, okay.
And even recognizing mileage displayed in an image. It also includes understanding the perspective of the photograph itself, detecting damage on the vehicle, of course, and analyzing the metadata, you know, the data embedded in the image file.
That's much more detailed than just spotting a dent. Recognizing VINs, license plates, mileage, even the photo's perspective. It suggests the AI isn't just like looking at the picture, but trying to understand the context and pull out specific data points.
Exactly. It's extracting information.
The presentation also mentions segmentation and damage detection using color visualization. Can you break down what that means in practical terms if I'm looking at a car image?
Sure. So segmentation means the AI can effectively isolate and outline different parts or components within the image.
Like drawing a box around the door or the bumper?
Kind of, yeah. Identifying the boundaries of a door, a bumper, a wheel, that sort of thing. And then using color visualization for damage detection, well, that likely means applying a visual overlay.
An overlay.
Yeah, where areas of damage are highlighted using different colors.
Yeah.
Maybe on a spectrum, you know, from minor to severe to make them instantly apparent.
Ah, I see.
It just makes it much easier for a human expert to assess things quickly. It's all about making that visual analysis faster and hopefully more accurate.
Okay, seeing the potential capabilities is one thing, but let's look at the concrete examples the source gives. It details a couple of projects.
Right.
Tell us about the policy check application that's mentioned. How does AI function there, both for the customer and for the business itself?
So the policy check project, as described here, uses AI in a really interesting dual role. On the client or customer side, there's an application that acts as an interactive guide.
A guide? How so?
As the customer submits information or uploads photos of a vehicle, The AI provides real-time feedback. It verifies the photos right as they come in.
Verifies what? Like if it's blurry?
It checks things like the perspective, confirms the license plate number, the VIN, the mileage showing, and it actively detects any visible damages.
Huh. So it's guiding the user through the process and doing instant checks on the info they're providing.
Precisely. It helps ensure the data submitted is correct and complete right from the start.
Yeah.
Less back and forth later.
Okay. And what about back end for the business?
For the business side, there's what they call an ergonomic browser. It's designed for quick analysis by the human experts.
Right.
The interface lets these experts quickly review the alerts the AI generated, you know, confirm or adjust the AI's findings. And then they manage the overall case, decide whether to accept it, reject it, maybe request more information.
So the AI does the first pass.
Essentially, yes. It streamlines that initial screening and review process quite significantly.
That really shows how AI can be a forceful applier, handling the initial grunt work to free up the expert's time.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Now, this document also describes something called Project O2O. How does that project work, and what kind of scale are we talking about? The numbers mentioned look pretty staggering.
Yeah, Project Photo is focused specifically on leveraging historical image data. The core concept is actually quite simple, but powerful.
Okay.
A new photo of a vehicle is taken, and AI analyzes it to generate a unique digital fingerprint.
A fingerprint of the photo?
Sort of, yeah. A unique identifier based on its content. This fingerprint is then rapidly compared against a massive database of historical car images and documented damages.
So it checks the new photo against everything it's seen before.
Exactly. The system identifies and presents a list of similar past images and previously documented damages to a human expert.
So it's like instantly cross-referencing the current photo against a giant library of past damage cases.
Precisely. The human expert then makes the final call, using this historical comparison alongside the new image. The presentation also mentions there's a dedicated Photo portal for this. And the scale. Those numbers.
Right. The scale. As you said, it's impressive. The Project Elixbox section, Project in Numbers, notes the system manages 40 terabytes of files.
40 terabytes. Yeah. It documents 2.8 million damages and holds a staggering 110 million graphic files in its database.
Wow. 110 million files.
Mm-hmm. They even include an example file name. Ellie Kygo, DPRZY Khaled. Sounds like Polish for something like paintwork on the rocker panel, an example.
That's an incredible data set. This project really highlights how AI can leverage just immense historical context to inform current decisions, something a human couldn't possibly do alone.
It really shows the power of applying AI to big data within a very specific domain, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So we've seen AI applied heavily in image analysis, supporting specific workflows like photo verification with Policy Pie Check and leveraging enormous historical databases with Project Photo.
Right.
Looking beyond these specific examples, what other broader potential applications of AI in the car dismantling process does this source mention? Where else could AI, you know, touch the business?
Well, the presentation does list several other potential areas across the business. It mentions potential uses in vehicle acquisition.
Acquisition, like deciding which cars to buy.
Likely helping to quickly assess the condition or maybe the value of cars being brought in for dismantling. It also lists broader client service applications beyond just the policy twine check example.
Okay.
Supporting decision making and other facets of the process too. Acquiring and analyzing data from various sources relevant to the operations.
Makes sense.
And even potentially supporting logistics within the dismantling yard itself. Maybe related to part sorting or inventory management, something like that.
That covers a surprisingly wide range. From the moment a car arrives, through assessing it, managing parts, even interacting with customers.
Mm-hmm.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this document seems to suggest AI's potential isn't just confined to one task, like analyzing photos. It could potentially integrate into many different stages of the operation.
It really paints a picture of AI as a potentially pervasive tool. A tool for efficiency, for leveraging data across the entire business lifecycle in this industry.
And that brings us right to the very end of the presentation. It concludes with a really powerful, thought-provoking question. What's that final challenge posed by the source?
The concluding question of the presentation is, "Tizi stach nos na biznes bez AI?"
Which translates again to,
"Can we afford a business without AI?"
Wow. Can we afford a business without AI? So what does this all really mean? Especially for you listening right now, given the capabilities we've just explored from this document, the ability to analyze images with incredible detail, automate validation steps, instantly compare current situations against millions of past cases.
And the potential applications across the whole business.
Right. This source is essentially asking if, in an industry like this, dealing with increasing complexity, huge data volumes, the constant need for efficiency, is AI maybe transitioning from just a helpful tool to an essential component? For survival, for competitiveness?
It seems that way. The examples, particularly the sheer scale of data being used in projects like DeafPhoto, strongly imply that for businesses in this field, leveraging AI might soon become, well, a strategic imperative, not just an optional enhancement.
And that leaves us with that big question from the source for you to really consider. Regardless of the specific industry you're in or follow, in today's data-rich, efficiency-driven world, can any business truly afford not to explore how AI could transform its operations?
A question worth pondering.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today into AI's surprising and potentially critical role in auto-dismantling, all guided by the insights from this particular document.